Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for November 12, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Keep Alert.
An introduction to the first reading from 1 Thessalonians. Some of the Thessalonians are worried the dead Christians will be excluded from the resurrection to eternal life when Christ comes again. Paul reassures them with the word of hope that all Christians, living or dead, will be raised into everlasting life with Christ. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have died. For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will by no means precede those who have died. For the Lord himself, with a cry of command, with the archangel's call, and with the sound of God's trumpet, will descend from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
An introduction to our reading from Matthew. Jesus tells a parable about his own second coming, emphasizing the need for readiness at all times. Jesus said to the disciples, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man. Amen. I'm not going to lie to you, this parable is tough. It's tough to read, it's tough to hear, it's tough to interpret. See, we've been off of our lectionary readings for about 9 weeks. What do I mean by lectionary readings? There are a series of readings that a lot of Christian churches kind of ascribe to, and there's certain readings that we have for each week throughout a 3-year cycle, so we kind of make it all the way through the Bible, or most of the Bible. And we've been off of those assigned readings for 9 weeks as we've done stuff about our core values and about abundance. And sure enough, when we decide to pick back up and go on the lectionary, we get this doozy of a parable waiting for us. I debated on taking the easy way out and preaching on the 1 Thessalonians text, but I figured if we're going to read this parable out loud, we need to place it in some context so that people don't go home today worried that they need to do something to earn their salvation. See, a parable is a story that is meant to teach a moral lesson or a spiritual truth. So what lesson or truth have you heard or do you think Jesus is trying to convey in this parable? All too often, I hear that the lesson that is that we need to be prepared for Jesus' return. In fact, many prosperity gospel preachers who focus on people's works instead of the grace of God, earning your salvation instead of freely receiving it, those preachers will use this parable to tell you that, you know, the lamp is symbolic of our faith and the oil is symbolic of all the things that increase our faith, like prayer and Bible reading and good works. And don't forget, donate lots of money to the church. They want you to believe that if you do all of these things and check these things off a list, that your faith will burn so bright that Jesus won't overlook you when he comes back. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I have some serious problems with that interpretation of the parable. It makes it seem like we are going to have to earn our salvation. It makes it seem like it is through our works that we will enter God's kingdom. And if that were the case, what are those works? Jesus doesn't say in the parable. And how many works or how much oil is enough? Jesus doesn't say in the parable. In fact, I don't think the parable is about preparedness at all. We get caught up in the details of this story, trying to make each little part make sense and fit into our little narrow worldview. But Jesus gives us the meaning of the lesson in the last sentence. He says, "Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Other translations say, "Keep alert, because you do not know neither the day nor the hour." Jesus tells us that we should keep alert, for we do not know when the kingdom of God will arrive. New Testament professor Susan Hyland elaborates on this idea of keeping awake or alert. She says, "Keep awake does not imply that the disciples should never sleep, standing vigil through the ages for Christ's imminent return. In fact, all of the bridesmaids, both wise and foolish, are asleep when the shout announces the groom's approach. But what is distinctive about this parable is its focus on the delayed return of the expected one. The passage does not simply call for right action when the groom is present, but it calls for recognition instead that he might be delayed. The five bridesmaids, who are called wise in the parable, are wise because they anticipate that the bridegroom will be late, or they might have to wait longer than what is typically expected. And the way that they live their life now in that moment is predicated on them knowing that the bridegroom will be late, but they don't know exactly when he'll get there, and so they live their life accordingly. And when the bridegroom does arrive, they're able to see him and be in his presence because they were expecting him, even when others were not. See, I believe that this parable is more about experiencing God in the here and the now than it is about the end of days. Because worrying about what is to come at the end of time does nothing but motivate us by fear. But by living each day expecting that we will experience God that day, even if it is at an unknown time, fills us with hope and joy at the chance of experiencing God. We know that today might not, probably won't be the day that Jesus comes back. It may not be this year. It may not be in our lifetime. It may not be in 1,000 lifetimes from now. But we trust that God does not abandon us, and that one day Jesus will return when the kingdom of God is to be made fully known. But right now, we're told by Jesus that the kingdom of God, while not fully known, is near to us. We might not experience it fully, but we're able to catch a glimpse, a slice of heaven here on earth. So we're on the lookout for God and how God is at work in the world through the Holy Spirit each and every day. And the way that we keep alert, as Jesus would say, is to realize that in this long waiting for Jesus to return, that each and every experience we have with God's creation now might just be an encounter with the divine. How often have you caught a glimpse of heaven here on earth? How often have we encountered God in an interaction with someone else? How often have we felt maybe the presence of the Holy Spirit when we look out upon the majesty of God's beautiful and good creation? I encourage you to keep alert. Not out of fear of being left out of heaven because you didn't do enough to earn your way there, because it's freely given by the grace of God. Rather, keep alert because God is here now. And when we really open our eyes and our minds and our hearts, we can see glimpses of God at work in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Although we may not fully experience God's perfect creation in the here and now, God is still here. Let us keep alert and be aware of how God is inviting us into God's good work in the world. As you hear me say quite often, where do you see God at work in the world? Keep alert. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.